Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3467BN. Today's date is October 5th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Sent a Message to All Americans, Projects Violence During Elections, Final Countdown. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profits. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters. As we get closer and closer to the presidential election, you could see the deep state players, they are now sending messages to all Americans. If you question the election in any way, or you try to prove that there's been election fraud, and you try to show it to the people of this country, the deep state players will come after you. Take, for example, Tina Peters. She saw that something was going wrong. She realized that there were fraud in the election. She was trying to show people, look what I found, and they went after her. And now she's been sentenced to 9 years in prison. I do believe with what's happening with January 6th, where they're arresting people now, what's happening with Tina Peters is they don't want anybody ever to question the elections, their cheating system, because that's really what it is. It's their cheating system that they developed, that they put into place, so they're able to install anyone they want. That's why they use these systems where you can't look at the code. It's not open to the public, that they keep it hidden from everyone. And nobody knows what's happening when you feed the ballots in. I mean, there are people that have dissected it. They know exactly what's going on. But again, with the election systems, they don't want people to really understand what's really going on. And I do believe they sent a message to all Americans. Listen, just whatever happens, you don't question anything. This is why they continually go after Trump. Oh, he's questioning the elections of 2020. Well, as a people and our First Amendment right, we have the right to question the government. That's why we have the Constitution. That's why we have these rights, because our founding fathers knew the government was going to lie to the people. And they knew the people had the right to actually question the government. Prove it to we, the people. Can we see everything? And you could see when you have a tyrannical government, you know what they do? You know how you know you have one? Is when they hide everything from you. You know you have a tyrannical government when they try to cover up everything that they're doing and they actually tell you you're not allowed to question. You're not allowed to say what you think. Think about COVID. Think about the election. Think about it. They don't want anyone countering their narrative. That's how you know you have a tyrannical government. The other message that Biden, the deep state players, decided to send was that Trump is not going to accept the election results during the 2024 election, where, yes, it will be a fair election, but there might be violence. Now, think about what he's saying. He's projecting violence out onto the Trump supporters. Think about what Jamie Raskin said going back in time. They want to get Trump with the 14th Amendment. So again, when they say that Trump will not accept the results, well, when you look at it, yes, it might be like 2020, where they have enough ballots, where they're able to create the ballots, feed them in, and have Kamala win. And Trump might say, hey, I don't accept the results of this election. Or what happens when they can't create enough ballots because it's too big to rig? Because at some point, you just can't create that many ballots. And plus, when you look at it, it looks kind of odd that you have all these votes for Trump and you have all these ballots. But when you add them all together, we don't have that amount of people in this country. So something is off. It doesn't make sense. So there is a point where you can't fudge this. And it looks unbelievable when you see the numbers and people will start pointing it out and it won't make any sense. And this is why when Trump says it's too big to rig, that's what he's talking about. But when Biden is out there and he says Trump's not going to accept the results, what happens if they tell us that the elections are manipulated by a foreign government? And it shows that Trump won. But of course, the deep state players and the fake news and everyone else is saying that we don't know. We really don't know if Trump won because the election results are manipulated. Now, Trump, he's going to say, no, I won the election. And they're saying, no, you didn't. So Trump's not accepting the results of the election. And the people, they're going to be looking at this saying, well, wait a minute, didn't Trump win? And think about their entire motive. They want Trump, the Trump supporters, to do what? They want them to become violent. Now, you have both sides once again. If this does occur and they say the elections are manipulated and Trump won, the Trump supporters, what they're hoping for is that the Trump supporters will be out there rioting in D.C. just like it happened back in 2021 of January 6th. The people went there to protest. The Trump supporters weren't violent. Remember, it was the confidential human sources. It was the FBI. And already we know that the IG has said he has a report showing that there were a lot of FBI informants in the crowd. We know there's a lot of people dressed up as Trump supporters. We know Antifa was there. So once again, they want the Trump supporters out there rioting. Now, on the other hand, you have the other side. You have Antifa and all those other individuals, the illegals, on the other side, saying, oh, crap, Trump won. We're very angry. So you could have both sides going to D.C. Now, once again, who are the people out in D.C.? Is it really Trump supporters? Or is the deep state actually manufacturing the violence to actually try to use the 14th Amendment on Trump? I do believe that's what they're putting into place right now. When they say he's not going to accept the results, it could be that they have enough ballots. Or on the post-elections, they could say that Trump isn't the winner and he's not accepting it because it was manipulated by the foreign government. But I do believe Trump has a plan for this. I do believe that this most likely will be brought up to the Supreme Court. And I do believe this is why he placed the SAVE Act into position to use the event to actually push the SAVE Act through the Senate to the president at the time, which is Biden, and have him sign it and maybe have the elections once again using paper, having voter ID, and one day counting. Because remember, the country was just attacked. So yes, there are many different scenarios, but you could see what they're leading up to, what they're trying to do. And I do believe Trump, he has methods to counter all of this. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that with Kamala Harris, Obama is going to start campaigning with her. So he's going to make the campaign rounds. If you notice, she always needs a man by her side. Her first interview, she needed Tim Walz by her side. Now for the rest of the campaign, she needs Obama by her side. So is Kamala that strong to lead this country? No, she's not. And I think people now can see this, and people now are questioning this. But the question is, why is Obama now, in the last part of the election, why is he going around with Kamala? Yes, he's trying to boost her numbers. Her numbers are down in the dirt. But again, is he campaigning for himself, or is he actually campaigning for Kamala? Because Paul Sperry said something very, very interesting about her medical records, and she has not released any medical records. And I do believe her mother had cancer, and I think it was colon cancer. And now Paul Sperry's questioning this. So once again, they could actually do another swap out. And what happens if Kamala has some type of illness or cancer and they give her the acting president, but she cannot continue in the race and they have to bring someone else in? Again, we could see how this could be brought into focus. We don't know if they have enough time to do this. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Remember, her poll numbers are really, really bad. And when they look at their internal polls and they look at the number of ballots they need, they'll make a decision on which direction this is going to go. But we'll be talking about all of this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the hurricane right now. Because once again, we're starting to see that all of this might have been done on purpose, which I do believe a lot of people now think that is exactly the case. Because once again, we're hearing rumors now that, yes, there was a hurricane, but the U.S. government was actually seeding the clouds to make the hurricane a lot worse than it really was. Remember Dubai, when they seeded the clouds and they had flooding in the airport in Dubai? Well, now people are starting to believe, and people are gathering evidence, that they might have seeded the clouds to produce more rain, to make the storm more intense, to actually create the problem that we have today. And I do believe that Kamala is slow walking everything, not just her, but the deep state players, because when you look at the entire area, they don't want those individuals to vote. And actually, they're saying the quiet part out loud. Now, everyone is calling out FEMA because FEMA's focus is on the border. FEMA's focus is on the illegals. And actually, the money that the government has should never, ever be used on anyone except the American people. There's no reason. Why should we, as a people, have our money being used for people that aren't part of this country? So FEMA, for example, they should not be using our money for people that are not part of this country. We should not be sending money overseas to people that aren't part of this country. Remember, the deep state players, they created this system. They made you believe that we needed to send money all over the world to help everyone. Remember, the people of this country, they have to pay for all of this. Think about the system that they put into place. The central bank system where we borrow the currency, there's interest attached to the currency, which means the people have to pay taxes to pay for the interest, and the debt just gets worse and worse because they keep sending the money all over, which means we have to pay more and more and more into the system to keep the system running. Now we're at a point where there's just not enough tax receipts to keep the system going because the interest rates are so high and the debt level is so high that this cannot be sustained. So I do believe even with FEMA, FEMA is an emergency organization to help people in this country, not to help bring in illegals and house people that aren't part of this country. Remember, that's not the system that FEMA was set up to do. FEMA was set up to help people in this country if there is an emergency, not to help non-citizens. So FEMA, they set up this whole entire rumor campaign where they're trying to control the rumors, saying, no, all these things that you're hearing are fake, it's misinformation. Once again, the people are calling FEMA out, and FEMA is trying to control all of this, and people, well, they're not having it. They're saying, nope, FEMA's lying, FEMA is not telling the truth, and no matter what FEMA tries to do, actually, it almost reminds me of the fake news creating their own fact checkers to fact check their news, and FEMA now is doing rumor control to fact check what's really going on here to protect themselves. So again, the government is trying to say that everyone else is using misinformation and disinformation, and they're telling the truth, and this is what they're trying to control right now. Well, we have people that are on the ground that are rejecting what FEMA is saying because they're hearing and they're seeing different things from FEMA. So a lady overheard four FEMA execs at the airport talking about that they really don't have the resources right now to assist the people in Helene because most of their resources are down at the border. Take a listen to what she says here.
Picked up a flight of pediatric medical supplies that were brought in and are going to North Asheville. We were sitting in the private portion of the airport, and we got to overhear an awful lot. The Army pilots, the Navy pilots, hospital representatives, there was a lot of chatter. While we were there, a private jet landed, and four FEMA representatives got off. Four people off of a private jet. Come to find out, and you're not going to hear this, so let me tell you. Come to find out, Mission Hospital was told, a private hospital, that they are going to go ahead and be the morgue center for body recovery. All of the Army Chinook helicopters you're seeing flying overhead, they are doing body recovery. FEMA said, and you can take this as a direct quote, said that they are too tied up at the border to send any more representatives. Yeah, at the border. So anyhow, I guess border control trumps whatever's going on here. So they told Mission Hospital they are not sending refrigerated trucks so that they can stack the bodies up. And we also overheard that whatever fatality numbers you are hearing, and this is a quote, go ahead and add a couple of zeros. So FEMA's too busy with the border. A private hospital and the Army are going to take over body recovery, and private individuals with their private helicopters and their private planes are the ones who are flying in supplies. I was at Hangar 10. I was picking up supplies. There was a stack for the Cajun Navy. There was a stack that looked like it was ASPCA. These are all being sent by private individuals. FEMA is doing nothing. Go ahead and share that.
So right there, she overheard a conversation. We also know that Mayorkas, again, he's the head of DHS, which means he's the head of FEMA. He's the head of the Secret Service. Actually, when you start to look at everything that's going on in this country, it seems that everything points to Mayorkas, doesn't it? Hey, maybe this is why the House wanted to impeach him. That's why they did, and the Senate rejected the impeachment documentation, and they never took the case up. Now everyone's starting to see that, isn't it strange how everything revolves around him? The assassination attempts, FEMA, the border, everything revolves around Mayorkas. Trump War Room put this out, and it says, con before the storm. It's from the New York Post. It says, feds say there's no money left for hurricanes after it spent $1.4 billion on immigrants. Now, again, Mayorkas, he is the center of all of this. And now we have multiple whistleblowers. They've come forward to expose the mismanagement at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which is FEMA. And according to a letter from Representative Matt Gaetz, whistleblowers allege that FEMA withheld critical pre-disaster funds and failed to issue deployment orders to first responders, leaving Americans stranded in the wake of the storm. So in this letter that he sent to Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, Representative Gaetz outlined a litany of complaints from whistleblowers across federal, state, and local emergency management agencies. And according to these whistleblowers, FEMA's failure to release necessary funds and provide clear orders has left hundreds, if not thousands, of service members and first responders in limbo as they sit idle in hotels while the southeastern U.S. suffers from the devastating effects of Helene. So the allegations come as FEMA's credibility continues to crumble under mounting evidence of gross mismanagement. How is it possible, given that Congress just approved $20 billion emergency package for FEMA, the whistleblower claimed the agency is diverting resources to other priorities, specifically providing aid to illegal immigrants and using taxpayer dollars to cover the cost of border enforcement failures. And Gates, he didn't mince words in his letter to Mayorkas. He said, yesterday, you stated that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which is part of your department, does not have funds to make it through the hurricane season. This news comes after FEMA has spent hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars on migrants due to border czar Kamala Harris' open border instead of prioritizing funding for Americans impacted by disaster. He said, my office has been in contact with whistleblowers and numerous emergency management functions at the federal, state, and local levels. He wants an answer by October 11th from Mayorkas. Now, if you ever heard Mayorkas give testimony, he's great at lying. He is he's a liar. He never tells the truth. He spins everything. And what's very interesting is we're getting more and more proof from Elon Musk that, yes, they are not allowing him to do certain things. This is what he put out on X. It says the following. Just received this note from a SpaceX engineer helping on the ground in North Carolina. FEMA is not merely failing to adequately help people in trouble, but is actively blocking citizens who try to help. Hey, Elon, update here on site of Asheville, North Carolina. We have powered up two large operating bases for choppers to deliver goods into the hands of the people. We've deployed 300 plus Starlinks and it has saved many lives. The big issue is FEMA is actively blocking shipments and seizing goods and services locally and locking them away to state they are their own. It's very real and scary how much they have taken control to stop people helping. We're blocking now on the shipments, on new Starlinks coming in until we get an escort from the fire department. But that might not be enough. Trump even put out the entire text conversation on Truth showing they are blocking shipments. So this is absolutely unbelievable. So the question is, why would they be doing this? Don't they want to help the American people? Well, we're starting to get a clear picture of what is really going on here. From Politico, it says the following. Helene hit Trump strongholds in Georgia and North Carolina. It could swing the election. Drew Hernandez says they're not even trying to hide what they're doing here. Trump, he visited Georgia, he visited North Carolina, and he said the entire area, it's a disaster zone. And reporters asked him a specific question. They said, are you worried about losing voters? And Trump said, I'm not thinking about voters right now. I'm thinking about lives, a lot of lives lost, a lot of people missing, and that's what I've been focused on right now. So again, you can see what they're leading up to. They're letting everyone know that they're trying to keep the people from voting. If there's no roads, if there's no electric, if people can't get to the voting centers, these people will not vote. So the people say, well, how many people are Republican? How many people are Democrat? What's really going on in this area? John Cain and Sharksan broke this down. And this is what John Cain put out. In 28 North Carolina counties hit by Helene, 37.75% of voters are GOP. In 72 non-impacted counties, 34.48% are Dems versus 28.1% GOP. Might the 19.89 variance be the basis for the wholly inadequate response from the Biden-Harris regime? Sharksan decided to break this down by the numbers. So here is the registered voters and absentee ballot data through September 30, 2024 from North Carolina's 25 counties in the designated Helene disaster area. Total registered voters, 25 disaster counties, 1.2 million people, broke down by party. Constitution Party, 49. Democratic Party, 292,000. Green Party, 552. Justice for All Party, 87. Libertarian Party, 8,400. No Label Party, 2,800. Republican Party, 480,000. Unaffiliated, 490,000. Absentee ballots, 37,000. So are they trying to keep the Republican Party, which is about 480,000? What about the unaffiliated, which is 490,000? Because probably most of those people are leaning towards Republican. So are they trying to keep these people from voting? It's starting to seem that way. And it looks like Kamala's plan is completely and utterly backfiring on her, because think about it. What do you think the people are witnessing right now? They're seeing all this. And do you think they're going to side with the Democrats now? Do you think they're going to side with Kamala? Because they're seeing, like, Wait, she can't even handle this. She's not even allowing this to happen. They're lying to the people. FEMA's not there. So if they can't handle something like this, how are they going to handle a crashing economy? How are they going to handle war? How are they going to handle anything else? So what they're trying to do is completely and utterly backfiring on them. Just like the entire open border agenda is completely and utterly backfiring on them. And what's very interesting, and we talked about this a couple days ago, where we now look at all these individuals coming over the border. They don't need ID. They can get right on the plane. There's no security whatsoever. And they're telling the American people going back to 9/11 that you need to be strip searched before you board a plane. You need real ID. You need to be checked out to make sure you're not a terrorist. But these people can come into the country and nobody's worried about this because they could fly anywhere. They have no ID. You don't know who they are. You don't know if they're a terrorist. They're not vetted. There's no medical exam. There's nothing. So everyone now can see everything that they put into place is a bunch of BS because, again, who were the terrorists? It was the criminal syndicate within this country. They created the atmosphere to scare the people to give up their liberty, to give up their rights. That was their entire motivation to do what? To control the people. And now we have the Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General. He issued a scathing report criticizing agencies within the Biden-Harris administration for allowing release migrants without identification to board scheduled airline flights. So DHS OIG, headed by Joseph Gufari, released a heavily redacted report finding several DHS agencies did not fully assess risks associated with releasing migrants without identification into the United States and allowing them to travel on domestic flights. The report was rebuked by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the Transportation Security Administration. The report offered three recommendations to improve processes within the agency to reduce the risk noted within the report. All three agencies failed to concur with the recommendations. Instead, they offered excuses for failing to detain the unidentified migrants and allowing them to board the domestic flights without identification, which goes against everything that they've been telling us. That, hey, you need to go through these scanners. We need to look through your luggage. We need multiple forms of ID to make sure that you, as an American citizen, you're not the terrorist. But they're allowing the terrorists, the criminals, onto the planes with no checks whatsoever. So what happened to Joseph Gufari? Well, it looks like since he came out with this report and it goes against the agenda of the deep state and the criminal syndicate, they're going to have to get rid of him. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. Julie Kelly put this out on X and says the following. It appears that Joe Biden is preparing to fire DHS IG Joseph Gufari. Gufari has been a one-man wrecking crew against Biden regime, exposing huge failures in border security, including lost children, as well as Secret Service lapses on January 6. Gufari is also leading the investigation into the attempted assassination of Trump. Appointed by Trump, Gufari has been under fire from the Dem operatives on a council overseeing all IGs. The knives came out after he discovered DHS deleted all J6-related text messages from two dozen Secret Service officials. This recent report was especially damaging to the Biden regime. Miranda Devine says the following. Makes sense. The only person Harris Biden would fire in their whole incompetent, crooked administration would be the one who told the truth about its failures. The American people need to fire them before they do more harm. She's absolutely right. And of course, they're going to get rid of the individual that's inspecting them, showing the people, look at what they're doing here. Actually, these aren't even failures. It's an agenda. Let's stop calling, oh, Secret Service, they just weren't on the ball. Oh, the Border Patrol, this is just failures that's happening right now. This is all part of an agenda. You don't fire someone for failures. You fire someone because someone discovered your agenda. Your agenda is to bring in the people. Your agenda is to fly them around the country without any ID. Your agenda is to vet no one. You don't care who they are, and you just want to bring them into this country. Your agenda is to assassinate Trump. It's an op. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Are you worried about the future of the U.S. economy? With so much uncertainty in the air, it's natural to fret about the security of your retirement savings. But there's one asset that stands the test of time, and that is gold. For centuries, gold has been a hedge against market volatility and economic instability. With a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments, you can harness the power of precious metals to help protect your financial future. By rolling over your existing IRA or 401k into a self-directed gold IRA, you can enjoy the potential for long-term growth and stability. Diversify your portfolio with a tangible asset that has real value. Setting up your gold IRA has never been easier with Noble Gold Investments. Streamlined process and expert guidance. This election year, don't let election volatility and uncertainty keep you up at night. Vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. Noble Gold Investments will give you up to 10 1-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar if you open a qualified account. Go to x22gold.com. That's x22gold.com or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. And remember, all of this leads to who? Let's see. Oh, that's right. Mayorkas. This all goes back to Mayorkas. He is the mastermind of the Secret Service, of the border, of FEMA. He's the one who's controlling all this. Now, I'm not saying he's the top guy, but he's orchestrating all of this from the top. So again, we always need to go back to the source. Is Mayorkas the final source? No, but we need to start there. And then who's giving him the orders? Because he's not just making this up on his own. So when you see all of this, it's all starting to make sense now. And you can see their agenda. Bring in their people, which is the criminals, the illegals, they're bringing them into this country. Have them replace the American people, replace them in all their jobs. You can see this is already happening. About 800,000 jobs were replaced with illegals. So the American people no longer have those jobs. Bring them in and allow them to vote in the elections. So this way they always have their base. And actually, and also destroy America while they're doing this, destroy the Constitution, because remember, it's infiltration from within. And they're not even hiding it anymore. Colin Rugg put this out and said, Kamala is straight up admitting it. Here she is calling for a pathway to citizenship for millions of illegal immigrants she let into the country. This was last week where she's saying, yes, we're bringing everyone in here. Elon Musk responded to this and said, the Kamala Dem machine wants to legalize all illegals, which would turn all swing states blue immediately and ensure permanent one-party rule in America. Now, think about why they had to do all of this. Think about what Trump and the Patriots have exposed. I know it doesn't seem like this, but go back before 2020. Did anyone really believe that the elections were manipulated? Did anyone believe there was cheating on a scale that we have seen in 2020, 2022, and now in 2024? So think about what Trump actually really did. He actually exposed the cheating. And I know it's not just him alone. There's many, many people out there like Tina Peters and many others that actually exposed the cheating. It's on record. And I do believe Trump has caught them in the act. He used Space Force using military intelligence after 2020 to gather that information. So basically what has happened now, and we know from the polls, 62% believe the elections were rigged in 2020. 66% believe that the election is going to be rigged in 2024. People saw the rigged elections in 2022 when Kerry Lake and Abe Hamadeh and Mark Fincham, when they all lost the election, everyone looked at Arizona and said, holy crap, that was completely manipulated. Think about what the people now understand. They understand the rigging. They understand how they rig. They use the ballots. They use the mail-ins. They use mules. They use the machines to manipulate everything. We know this is their cheating system. So if the people recognize that this is their cheating system, and moving forward, people aren't going to trust the cheating system, what does the deep state have to do? They have to change everything up. They have to now say, okay, we've used this in the past. We cheated like this in the past. This isn't going to work anymore. What we're going to have to do is we're going to actually have to change the entire fabric of this country, where these people that we're bringing in outnumber the people in certain areas, so we always win the election, so we don't have to depend on that cheating system anymore, because we'll have a permanent cheating system in this country. ALX breaks it down for us and shows Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Arizona. It says unauthorized migrant population in Georgia, 45,000. That's a 401% increase since 2021. North Carolina, unauthorized migrant population, 32,000. That's a 446% increase. Pennsylvania, 25,000. Arizona, 24,000, which is a 734% increase. Nevada, 15,000. Michigan, 13,000. Basically, they're importing voters into the swing states, and they're trying to make it so that is all blue now. It's permanently blue, and they always can win the election. That is their new cheating system. Actually, if you just look at New Zealand, you can see the process is almost complete there. New Zealand is now just 55.9% European. Whites set to be a minority by 2028. So it's already happening in New Zealand. It's already happening in France. It's already happening in all these different locations. Because once again, they want a permanent cheating system moving forward where they can install their people. They don't want the people of the country making a decision on who's going to be their president. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, what they've been doing is they've been setting them up for this election. This is why Trump, the Patriots, have been calling this the final countdown, the final battle. Because once again, we know that they're setting all these illegals up and they're trying to fast track them. At this point, they really can't vote right now because they are not citizens. Yes, I know they're going to try to cheat. They're going to try to use the mail-in ballots. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots are setting up this pathway to show the American people that we are the majority. And I think he wants to strip out the Dominion machines. He wants to strip out the ballots. He wants to strip away the illegals. And the only way to do that is to actually have just the American people vote. And I do believe he needs the deep state players to do what they do best. Why interfere with an enemy while in the process of destroying themselves? So if they're going to try to manipulate the election, manipulate their own systems because they can't create the ballots, allow them to do this. Allow them to say the elections were manipulated. Because again, if the country is attacked by a foreign entity and they interfered in this election and they also cyber attacked other infrastructure in this country, a case can be made that we need to have an election. The election must be guarded because this is an act of war and we can only allow the American people to vote. And how do we do this? Well, we have the SAVE Act. I think this is going to give the people a very, very clear picture of who's actually the majority and how many people are actually supporting Trump. Yes, we see all these fake poll numbers. We saw it back during Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden when he ran against Trump. It is now time to show the people who the true majority of this country is, because people don't believe that we are the majority. Because when they look at the fake news, when they look at the poll numbers, all they see is it's a close race, it's a close race. Can you imagine what would happen when we have an election and it's paper, voter ID, and one day voting, and it shows that Trump got 80, 85% of the people in this country? What do you think is going to happen to all the pollsters? What do you think is going to happen to the fake news? What do you think is going to happen to all these people that have been putting out these narratives that, oh, the election's closed, that we're not the majority? Are people going to start to all of a sudden realize, holy crap, we've been lied to by everybody? I mean, isn't this how you shut it down completely? I do believe so. But we know the deep state players, they're going to push their agenda. I do believe there's going to be a cyber attack. When I interviewed Kash Patel, he believes it's going to be a cyber attack. General Flynn believes it's going to be a cyber attack. And it looks like Elon Musk is actually preparing for some type of communication blackout, not just for the election, but also to help people in a disastrous situation like Hurricane Helene. So it looks like SpaceX has received a temporary authorization from the FCC to conduct Starlink direct-to-cell testing with T-Mobile statewide in Oregon, Nevada, and Kansas. So Starlink is going to connect directly from Elon's satellites to mobile phones, and you'll be able to get connection anywhere. So if there's a natural or human-driven disaster, you'll be able to get information on your phone, which is very, very interesting that they're allowing them to do this to these different states, which means if something truly does happen, I wouldn't be surprised if he's able to switch this on for the entire country at a moment's notice, which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that we see, which is very, very interesting, is we could see the deep state players, they're panicking because the people are waking up around the world and they're realizing who the true enemy is of this world. It is the deep state players, it's the criminal syndicate. And it's not just here in the United States, it's throughout the entire world. It's the World Economic Forum, it's the central bank, it's the installed leaders around the country. And you could see Macron, he is now warning that the EU could die. And he wants to devote his energy to reforming Europe, which means their entire project for a one world government, a one world currency, where they control everything without elected leaders, is completely and utterly falling apart around them right now, which is very, very interesting. And it's going to continually fall apart around them. Just like what's happening out in the Middle East with the state-funded terrorists, it is now falling apart around them. And you can see that Israel now is removing all the state-funded terrorists, Hezbollah, Hamas, you name it. This is everything that the CIA, the other deep state players all put into place, like Al-Qaeda, ISIS. This is all part of their system. They control all of this. I mean, go back a little bit in time with the Islamic State. Obama was calling the shots in Syria, telling the military where to drop the bomb so the Islamic State would expand in Syria. He wasn't trying to get rid of the Islamic State. He was actually helping it expand. When Trump came into office, he gave that ability back to the military, and the military pretty much wiped them out. Yes, Putin was doing the same exact thing. So it looks like Israel now is going in and removing the state-funded terrorists. And of course, the state-funded terrorists, what are they going to do? They're going to fight back against Israel. Of course they are, because they don't want to lose their state-funded terrorists. They don't want to lose their control over the Middle East. And remember, Trump had peace. Now we're moving into war. And what's very interesting, and this is coming from OSINT Defender, according to two Iranian officials, Iran has requested increased satellite intelligence cooperation from Russia, which now is bringing Russia into the picture, in order to have advanced early warning of an Israeli retaliatory strike, with the Iranian missile force as well as air defense said to be on high alert to defend against a joint U.S.-Israeli attack and to immediately respond to such an attack. So now we have the United States, because the deep state players put the United States in this position. The United States is now shooting down missiles that are being fired into Israel. So the U.S. has now entered the Middle East war. Iran now is looking to Russia to provide satellite intelligence. So Russia now is being brought into this war. So you could see how now things are ramping up. And I do believe as time goes on, it's going to get worse and worse. And you're going to see war start to spread across the Middle East into Ukraine. Because remember, they're all the same players. Ukraine, Russia, China, North Korea, Iran. It's all the same players that the deep state is now starting a war with. So you could see how this is now expanding. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that we could see the entire January 6th insurrection that the deep state actually caused is falling apart. Their cover story and everything that they told the American people with the fake news they told the American people, it's all completely and utterly falling apart. Remember when they had the J6 committee, the unselect committee, where they were trying to prove that Trump was responsible for all of this, and they hid a lot of the evidence, they destroyed a lot of the evidence. Because again, what do criminals do? They cover up their crimes. Now again, Congress, they are immune to a lot of things. The only thing they're really not immune to is treason in this country. And what's very interesting is that MSNBC asked Congressman Zoe Lofgren if she has retained counsel or updated her passport because Trump is coming for her and other members of the J6 Unselect Committee. And Storm Has Arrived put this out, and her response was that Congress members are immune to being held accountable. The problem with this, and this is why they went ahead with the Unselect Committee, because they believe that, hey, we're immune to all this, so we can lie, we can cheat, we can tell people whatever we want, and we can't be held accountable. The problem with this is that in the case of treason to this country, remember, there was an insurrection on a sitting president of the United States, which was Trump. It was not Biden. His results were not certified. He was not inaugurated. The only way you have an insurrection is on a sitting president, which is President Trump. So these individuals who lied, cheated, and manipulated the information, then destroyed the information, they were part of that insurrection, which is treason to this country. So members of Congress are not completely immune to treasonous crimes, according to the U.S. Constitution, specifically Article 1, Section 6, Clause 1. Senators and representatives have certain privileges and immunities, which include immunity from arrest, except in cases of treason, felony, or breach of the peace during their attendance at sessions at their respective houses and in going to and returning from the same. This clause implies that for acts of treason, members of Congress can be arrested even during these times. So, yeah, she might think she's immune, but when the military shows that they have committed a treasonous act, she is no longer immune. And yes, covering up and destroying evidence because they didn't want people to see that the insurrection was caused by the FBI, the Capitol Police, Nancy Pelosi, the deep state players, the criminal syndicate, that is a treasonous crime. Remember, they overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president of this country. That is treason at the highest level. I mean, can it get any worse than that? Yeah, you could sell secrets, but overthrowing the government and it was coordinated and they knowingly did this? I mean, that is treason at the highest level. So they're not immune to that whatsoever. And I do believe the military, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have this information and it will be used against them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and James O'Keefe, he went undercover and it looks like another conspiracy theory has come true. During an undercover date with OMG journalist Basil Hamdan, a writer and producer for MSNBC show Iman, was asked what the network has done to assist Kamala Harris' campaign. Hamdan revealed on hidden camera that Harris's message of the day is their message of the day. MSNBC actively pushes Harris's narrative to help her win. He admitted that MSNBC is doing all they can do to help. And he also said something that's very, very interesting. He told the OMG undercover journalist that MSNBC had made their viewers dumber over the years. Why? Because they're feeding them false information, making them believe and brainwashing them into believing something that's not true. You think MSNBC is the only network that does this? No, they are propaganda machines. That's the whole point of them. See, the criminal syndicate would not be able to operate without the fake news. Because think about it. You have the criminal syndicate. They're in D.C. Yes, they might have Hollywood. They might have the CEO and corporations. They might have the local government. But if the fake news wasn't fake and they were investigating all these things, do you think the criminal syndicate would be able to operate? No, they wouldn't. The only reason they're able to operate is because people are listening to the propaganda machines. That allows them to do what they have to do because who covers for them? Who feeds you fake information? Yes, it's Fox. Yes, it's MSNBC. Yes, it's CNN. Yes, it's all of us. Remember, Fox, they belong to the Rhino system. The other networks belong to the D's. Yes, it's all one party, but they make you believe it's two separate things. It really isn't. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is you can see that Kamala, she is now struggling like we've never seen before. The Democrats have always gotten this huge endorsement, number one, from the Teamsters, which they didn't get. And now they did not get the endorsement from the International Association of Firefighters. They followed in the footsteps of Teamsters Union. They decided we're not going to endorse anyone, but they've always got the endorsement, which is very, very interesting. And the other thing that we could see is that at every step, Biden is taking shots at Obama. Yes, Obama and Kamala. Actually, they're going to be going on tour. So he is pissed off. He's angry. And when Kamala went to speak in Michigan, and Greg Price put this out on X, Joe Biden decided to counter the program by going to the White House briefing room for the first time as the resident and talked about how she was the major player in all the horrible things he has done. She was with me. She was responsible. And once again, you can see that he is actually giving her all the baggage, saying, nope, she was with me every step of the way. She's responsible for all this, which is making it very, very difficult for Obama, Nancy Pelosi, the deep state players to actually push Kamala ahead. Actually, it's working in reverse. Her poll numbers are horrific. This is why Obama is going to hit the campaign trail with Kamala Harris in the final push, which is very, very interesting. So who's really campaigning right now? Is it Kamala or Obama? Because if Kamala can do it on her own and she's so great, she wouldn't need Obama. So why is Obama out there campaigning? Are they going to try to make a switch? Because Paul Sperry put something out that's very, very interesting. To date, vaxxed Kamala, 59, has not made any medical records or doctor letters available to the public or press for review. Zero. Zip nada. She has a family risk for cancer. Her mother, Shyamala Harris, passed away from colon cancer. Has Harris had a colonoscopy? Now, this is very, very interesting. Because once again, if you were going to do a swap, you needed to look very, very natural. And you need people to accept it. People accepted when they pushed Biden out and brought Harris in. Very interestingly, nobody voted for her. So how do you accept a swap this late in the game? What happens if they remove Biden, they make Kamala the acting president, and then all of a sudden she releases her medical records and shows she has cancer? And she says, I can stay as acting president, but I will no longer be running as president. And they swap her out with another black woman, even though Kamala's not black. That would be very, very interesting. Now, can they pull this off? No, but it's very, very interesting that Paul Sperry started to bring this up, and we have not received any medical records or any information on Kamala Harris, which is very, very interesting. But the other thing that's really interesting is you could definitely see who won the debates. George put this out on X and said, CBS News posted each candidate's debate closing statement on TikTok. Tim Walz's video only has 4 million views. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance's video has over 11 million views and 1.3 million likes. Actually, we saw the same exact thing with Trump. His closing statement skyrocketed to something like 30 million views. So let's see. J.D. Vance beating Walz, Trump beating Kamala Harris. The people know the truth. They don't have to be told. They're experiencing this every single day. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Jack Smith, he released his October surprise. And in his October surprise, he's accused Trump of inciting a riot. And according to Jack Smith's dossier, an unidentified Trump aide message, let them riot and do it, in response to a colleague suggesting there would be unrest reminiscent of the Brooks Brothers riot. So why did Jack Smith decide to bring this up in October? And why did he specifically say, let them riot, let them do it? Now, think about what Jamie Raskin has said. Think about what Biden has said, which we'll be getting to in a second, that there's going to be violence. Jamie Raskin said, we're going to take him out with the 14th Amendment. You think they're preparing the narrative? Absolutely. So Mike Davis says, so why didn't Jack Smith charge Trump when inciting the riot? Because no evidence exists. Biden, Kamala, Special Counsel Jack Smith, and D.C. Obama, Judge Tanya Chutkan are partisan clowns. Absolutely. So did they really want to charge Trump with any? No. They just want that message out there. Remember how they play the game. They want people to believe that Trump incited a riot. This is why Jamie Raskin said we're going to take him out with the 14th Amendment. And this is why we're going to be talking about Joe Biden in a sec, where he said that Trump is going to cause violence. Now, once again, as we approach the election, we know that they're going to cheat in the election. I do believe there's going to be, they have a pre-plan, which is the ballots. Remember, they're not getting votes. They're getting ballots. Ballots is what brings them over the edge. Trump is going to be getting the votes. So they're going to be competing with the votes that Trump gets. So again, if Trump is getting 150, 160 million people on his side to vote for him, what do they have to do with the ballots? They're going to have to create more ballots, especially when Kamala doesn't have the votes. So if they have to create all those ballots and people start to add the numbers together, are they going to make sense? No, they are not. Yes, the machines can start switching the numbers, but those will not make sense. This is why Trump is saying, let's make it too big to rig. Now, Tina Peters, she's been sentenced to 9 years in prison because she took a screenshot of the election tabulation source code. They're sending a message to the people, don't you ever look at our cheating system. Don't you ever question how we run the elections. That's what they're saying. Mike Davis put this out and said, this is the source code Tina Peters was allowed to archive and access as an election record under Colorado law. But Tina Peters got bad advice, and she didn't jump through the right hoops. So Democrat Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, a partisan slob who also unconstitutionally removed Trump from the Colorado ballot, destroyed Tina Peters' life. Truly, a grotesque miscarriage of justice today in Colorado. Colorado is lost to leftists. And he's absolutely right. But remember, Tina Peters, she's a Gold Star mom with no criminal record. Her son was a Navy SEAL who died serving our country. And they just decided to put her into prison for 9 years. They're definitely sending a message to the American people. Don't you ever question anything that we do in the election, because if you do, we're going to throw you in prison. All you got to do is look at January 6th. They're sending that message out there. Now, what's very interesting is as we approach the elections, an FBI whistleblower alleges there's a plan to deploy plainclothes FBI agents to Maricopa County polling stations to monitor Trump voters. The government should not be involved in this whatsoever. Representative Alexander Kolodin said, today I informed FBI Director Wray that the House is prepared to act if his agents attempt to intimidate or censor voters while deployed to Arizona. So you won't know they're FBI agents. I do believe they might even have other people like Antifa or illegals out trying to intimidate voters at the voting centers. Because again, they need to manipulate the elections like we've never seen before. So they have different tactics that they're going to try to use. And I do believe there is a post that says, you know, if you see something, say something. If there's going to be people at the voting center that are trying to intimidate different voters, looks like we're already getting information that they're already to place certain people on the ground to try to keep people away. That's very, very interesting. And I do believe there is going to be chaos either before or during or after the election, but we know it's coming. Now, the other thing that's really interesting, and Liz Harrington put this out, five congressmen just filed a lawsuit in PA over Democrats' refusal to verify identity in the overseas ballot program. There are 25,000 UOCAVA ballots in Pennsylvania already for 2024, and only 3,600 or 14% are to the military members and their family. How are they going to try to cheat? They're going to try to use the overseas ballots. So let's start putting all this together. They need the ballots. We know they have a pre-plan. They're going to try to create as many ballots as possible, but I do believe the election is going to be too big to rig. Yes, those people that are going to the voting centers, I do believe they're going to have people on the ground trying to intimidate as many people as possible. We see out in North Carolina, Georgia, we have the hurricane. They're slow walking that. They don't want people to vote there. If you don't have roads, if everything's flooded, if you don't have electric, you don't have a home, most of the people aren't going to be thinking about voting. I think a lot of the people today should be voting early, just like the deep state players do. Because remember, last time in 2022, when people went to vote in person, machines broke down. And I think even Stephen Miller is telling people to vote early. I think I saw a message with Dan Scavino. Maybe I'm wrong with that, but I do believe he was saying vote early. So it looks like the message right now is to vote early. Because again, if you vote early, the machines aren't broken down. But think about what we're seeing with the hurricane and how they're slow walking that, where they don't want people to vote. Karma Patriot put this out and said, between bank issues, internet outages, cell phone problems, and what's happening in North Carolina, I'm going to start heavily preaching to bank your vote. It's becoming clear that this might be the Deep State 2024 cheating strategy. Cyber attacks and man-manipulated weather that coincidentally hits red districts the hardest. And it's giving me really bad vibes. So yes, if there's going to be a cyber attack, what do you think they're going to cyber attack? Are they going to cyber attack blue areas? No, they're going to make it difficult for people in the red areas to go vote. So it looks like there is a strategy that is coming, and we could see that their strategy is to try to stop people from voting, try to create the ballots, and we also have a post-strategy where they're going to create violence because no matter which way this goes, Trump, they're saying, will not accept the election results. And Biden, he was giving a briefing. He says, I'm confident the elections will be free and fair. I don't know whether it will be peaceful. So think about it. If we use their cheating system, it's too big to rig. They can't create the ballots. Trump wins the election. Everyone hears this. It's on the news. He won. Everyone's reporting this. And then all of a sudden, we have CISA, DHS. Remember, Mayorkas is behind all this. He comes out and says, oh, we have evidence that the elections were manipulated by a foreign government. Now, think about that for a second. A foreign government manipulated our elections. So the results, we don't know if these are the true results. Now, again, will Trump accept that? He's going to say, I'm the winner. They're going to say, no, you're not. They've been manipulated. So that's one way of not accepting the election results. But think about the other thing. Think about how all this is now coming together. So they're going to make, and I'm talking about the deep state players, they're going to make the people believe that a foreign government manipulated the election. They assisted in the manipulation of the elections. Think about what happened in 2020. Didn't that actually happen? Yes. So now the people will accept this, won't they? Will the people accept that 2020 was also manipulated? Yes. Are they playing right into Trump's hand? Absolutely. So if the elections were manipulated and we don't know who the winner is, of course, the deep state players, they want to stay in power. But how do we find out who the actual winner is? Well, we can go and count the ballots. I don't think the deep state players are going to want to do this. I do believe what you're going to see is you're going to see maybe certain individuals destroy some of those ballots, maybe set those buildings on fire, or something might happen. Remember, they need to cover their tracks. But we also have the SAVE Act. So if there is an event and a foreign government interfered in the election, we don't have the ballots, we must do the elections over somehow, some way. Now, they might reject all of this, but I do believe this case might be brought up to the Supreme Court and it might be expedited. And what's very, very interesting is Scavino, he put this out on Truth. He says, we're going to win 24/7 till the election day, the final countdown. LFG. Let's effing go. So this reminds me of two posts here. Post 431, December 22nd, 2017. It says, we're moving fast. Remember, not all within the C-A-D-J-F-I are bad apples. So let's see, we're missing the I, the O, and the A because it's CIA, DOJ, FBI. Then it says house cleaning, restructuring 1-2, operation 24/7, speed. So that is very, very interesting. So let's go back to the letters that we're missing. We have the I, the O, and the B. So Intelligence Oversight Board, the President's Intelligence Advisory Board, with its components, Intelligence Oversight Board, is an independent element within the Executive Office of the President. The President's Intelligence Advisory Board exists exclusively to assist the President by providing the President with an independent source of advice on the effectiveness with which the intelligence community is meeting the nation's intelligence needs and the vigor and insight with which the community plans for the future. The Board has access to all information needed to perform its function and has direct access to the President. So that's very, very interesting. So is this something that Trump had during the presidency? Absolutely. Does he still have it as commander in chief? I wouldn't be surprised, but I do believe he's probably getting a lot of it from military. But then let's move on to post 3113. This is March 18, 2019. Remember the final countdown. What occurred the last time a countdown was presented? False flag. Never interfere with an enemy while in the process of destroying themselves. Ammunition is hard to come by. So if this is the final countdown and there's a countdown going on, you know the deep state players, they're going to perform a false flag. Is it going to be around the election? Absolutely. Do I believe there's going to be a cyber attack? Do I believe there's going to be chaos? Do I believe we're going to see all of this? Absolutely. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared and ready for all of this. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're leading them down this path to actually show the people the truth that they interfere with the election, that they manipulate the election, that we are the majority, and they've been lying to the American people for a very, very long time. Because when we have an election with paper ballots, one-day counting, and voter ID, that actually counters their entire narrative. Everything that they've been talking about, everything that they've been saying, that Trump, the race is close, Trump is not the majority, that their talking points are the true talking points, everything that they talked about completely and utterly falls apart. Because when you see the map of the country and it's all red, and you see that everyone is behind Trump, almost like with Reagan, people all of a sudden look and they go, holy crap, we've been lied to from the very, very beginning. I think the Great Awakening is going to be complete at this point. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.